Nearly 8 years after the war there ended, Bosnia is mired in economic and political stagnation. International administrators are trying to create a unified state out of a country that is still virtually partitioned by its three ethnic groups, Bosnian Muslims, Croats, and Serbs. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Sarajevo.
More than 1,000 teenagers gather for their high school graduation party at a Sarajevo conference center. Stylish young women teetering on stiletto heels chat with sporty young men. But the students' festive mood contrasts with their gloomy employment prospects. The official jobless rate tops 40%. The average salary is $250 a month, and Bosnia doesn't produce hardly a thing. Its economy is fueled by the presence of tens of thousands of international personnel. Polls conducted by a UN agency say more than 60% of the young want to leave the country. But 18-year-old Slatko says it's not easy.
I haven't got a lot of options because only the rich kids get a chance to go to other countries to study.
Like many of his generation, Slatko's angry at the internationals, who he says are here only to make money. Over the last 7 years, many billions of Western dollars poured into Bosnia. But Mark Wheeler, analyst for the International Crisis Group in Sarajevo, paints a bleak picture.
The economic situation remains dreadful. People's expectations are high. Therefore, disillusionment with the political process is very intense. Disillusionment with the foreigners' failure to deliver everything that people might want is progressively intense. So there's a generally sort of sour feeling here now.
There's broad international consensus that one major mistake made in Bosnia was to hold elections too soon after the war, before rule of law and a secure environment could be established. In fact, since the war ended, nationalist war makers were re-elected in 4 out of 5 elections. Senad Avdic, editor-in-chief of the magazine Slobodna Bosna, blames the international administrators for trying to reform the country with the nationalists instead of immediately banning them from running for office.
Look, the situation is really absurd. Just after the war, the international community here tried to cooperate with 10 politicians or so here, and these were actually the people who ended up in The Hague later on.
Ended up at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. The 1995 Dayton Peace Plan ended the Bosnian War, decreeing the state would be formed by two entities, a Muslim-Croat federation and a Bosnian-Serb republic, each with its own president, government, parliament, military, and police. But the Dayton mantra that Bosnia would be a multi-ethnic society has not been achieved. The number of refugee returns is small, and Jakob Finci, who's in charge of creating the new civil administration, says Bosnia's politicians are all working for their own narrow nationalist interests.
And no one is thinking about Bosnia, no one is thinking about the future of this country, and no one is even mentioning Bosnia as one state.
7 years into the international protectorate, fundamental reforms for a civil society and a unified state are still on the drawing boards. International administrators are only now trying to unify Bosnia's customs into one administration. And a commission is studying how to form a single army out of what are now 3 ethnically divided military formations. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, is drafting educational reform to abolish ethnic divisions in a school system that developed during and after the war. Many Bosnian children now attend ethnically segregated classes and follow nationally specific curriculums. Textbooks often refer to the other 2 ethnic groups as the enemy. Ambassador Robert Beecroft, head of the OSCE mission in Bosnia, says the situation here reminds him of Mississippi in 1960.
There's even a phenomenon called 2 schools under 1 roof, which means that one ethnic group goes to school in the morning and the other goes in the afternoon. It's very much like separate but equal.
One very positive development is the radical political change occurring in Bosnia's neighborhood. Serbia and Croatia have discarded the legacies of Slobodan Milosevic and Franjo Tuđman, cutting the lifelines to Serb and Croatian hardliners in Bosnia. But it's clear the international commitment to Bosnia must remain strong if the country is ultimately to become a self-sustaining European state. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.